Cops fired amid sex scandal involving girls gone wild hot tub party. By Amy Furr on January 10, 2023. The police department in Laverne, Tennessee, is reeling from a sex scandal that forced leaders to fire 5 officers and suspend 3. Per an internal investigation, allegations include unreported sexual relationships, sexual acts performed while on duty and inside city-owned property, nude and explicit photos sent among co-workers, sexual harassment and what is referred to as a girls gone wild hot tub party at a sergeant's house, WZTV reported Monday. In early December, Director of Human Resources Andrew Patton was contacted by Mayor Jason Cole, who said he received information from an unnamed source that Officer Megan Hall was involved in intimate relationships with several department members, according to the documents. A photo shows Hall wearing her police uniform. The documents allege the relationships were specifically with Sergeant Lewis Powell, Officer Patrick Magliocco, including a 3-way with his wife, and Officer Larry Holiday. The officers fired were identified as Hall, Patrol Officer Juan Lugo Perez, Sergeant Henry Timegowan, Sergeant Lewis Powell, and Detective Seneca Shields. Those suspended were identified as Patrol/K9 Officer Larry Holiday, Patrol Officer Patrick Magliocco, and Patrol Officer Gavin Schoberl. "Shocked and overall disappointed with our police department and what's happened," Laverne Alderman Kara Hobbs told News Channel 5. "It's been really frustrating from a leadership standpoint to have citizens' questions and concerns regarding this. And I'm learning the details right along with the general public," she added. Right now, the department reportedly has 60 officers working. That number is down 12% after the investigation's findings were revealed, the WZTV article said. In a statement, Cole described the situation as unacceptable and officials immediately opened an investigation. "Our top priority moving forward will include rebuilding the public's trust. I have full confidence in the police department's leadership team and their ability to lead the department. We will be retraining all of our employees in the rules, regulations, and expectations set forth by city leadership." When it came to Hall's mental health, Magliocco said he knew Hall had once unloaded her weapon and dry-fired it at her own head to hear the sound, per the investigation document. Magliocco also reported knowing that Hall voiced harmful thoughts and on multiple occasions said that she should not be alone, it said.